The text this morning is taken from the 11th chapter of Hebrews, beginning at the 1st verse and again at verse 8. Faith is being sure of the things we hope for, being convinced of the things we cannot see. The men of long ago won approval for their faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to leave home and go to a place where he would see the death of his own. And he left without knowing where he was going. By faith, he lived as a stranger in the promised land, as though it belonged to someone else, and lived in tents with Isaac and Jacob, who had the same promise he had. He was looking for the glory for the city with foundation, for one God built and made. By faith, Sarah, even though she was too old, got the strength to have a child because she believed she could trust him to his promise. And so, although he was as good as dead, one man had many descendants, like the stars in the sky and the sand of the seashore, that no one can count. In Cooperstown, New York stands a very important institution in a phase of our national life. We know it as the Baseball Hall of Fame. It is perhaps the dream of all the professional baseball players to be honored by having their achievements and their name recorded in this famous institution. And it may be great to have in the more distant past have their names recorded in this Hall of Fame by men like Babe Ruth, Joe DiMaggio, Lou Gehrig, Charles Hubble, Mel Ott, Roger Hornsby, but I'm not to mention many others in the more recent past who have their names recorded there. In a sense, the track of our text is, as it were, the biblical Hall of Fame. It speaks to us of the great heroes of faith of the more distant Old Testament days. The writer begins with Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, and Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and Moses. And then the author goes on to say in verse 32, "But what more should I say? There will not be time enough for me to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophet, who by faith through the kingdom did righteous work, that what was promised, set them out of lions, put out raging fires, escaped death by the sword, found strength from grief, proved to be mighty in battle, put firm enemies to fight his life." The important thing to note is that in all of this, the word faith is the most important and crucial in our terms. It is the ingredient which made these people the great heroes of the Old Testament days. The unknown God of Hebrews comments on this when he says in verse 1 of our chapter today, "Faith is being sure of the things we hope for, being convinced of the things we cannot see." Faith is one of those commonly used terms today, also in the various religious groups and cults of our day. And hence it is always important to ask, what do we mean by that term, faith? And why are these people about whom our text speaks today the great heroes of faith? The writer to the Hebrews shall give us a definition of truth or exactly what do we mean by this term, faith. He does so by the Greek term that he uses for being sure. This word, as we scan the writings of the papyri, the scraps of paper found in the sands of Egypt, is so often used of a deed or a lease, which has been properly signed by all those concerned and then recorded in the proper governmental office. To show from the viewpoint of the government, this deed was in a sure and a certain way it could be done at that time. Before the writer could very meaningfully then say that faith is being sure of the things hoped for, being convinced of the things we cannot see. Presently, we are in the season of Lent, which that 40 weeks will be very quickly upon. So during this time, we take special emphasis on the fact that Jesus Christ is the one who gave himself to us, so that through him we might have life and salvation. And then on Easter Sunday, we will hear that glorious message of the when he says in the first, when he emphasizes this, in his first letter to the Corinthians in the 15th chapter, when he stresses that through Christ's resurrection from the dead, we have a certain guarantee. We are assured of the certainty of our faith and hope in him. And then in the epistle chapter, which we just heard a little while ago in Romans 8, Paul stresses that through faith in Jesus Christ, in the risen and the ascended Christ, we are more than conquerors in all that we may face in this life today. But as we go get back to our text, we keep in mind that our text stresses what had happened in the past because of the faith of those who are mentioned in this chapter. To keep in mind that these men looked forward for centuries to the time when God's promises would be fulfilled. Theirs was a faith in the promises of God, and they believed and were sure that their God, their covenant God, could and would keep his promises. A text refers especially to Abraham and Sarah, to whom God in the advanced age promised to give them a son. And from a human viewpoint, this was a meaningless son. It would be a tremendous miracle for this to take place in the advanced age in which Abraham and Sarah found themselves. But they took God at his word. And as we know from the scriptures, God kept his promise. Isaac was born, and from him came not only a great nation, but much more importantly for us, that he was the ancestor of him through whom all nations would be blessed. He calls the writer to the Hebrews chapter 10 prophetically, Abraham was and is a great hero of faith. But let's remember that Abraham too had Peter's story, such as he and I have had. He wavered in his faith and living of faith, as you and I also waver, and as you and I also waver in living the faith which needs to live courageously and effectively in life. And we are thankful that he and our sins are forgiven by a just and gracious and forgiving Heavenly God. The heroes of faith in days of old and also you and I today have and have that same great need. In us and through us, the power of God's Spirit must work mightily through worthy sacrament to keep us in faith, to nourish that faith. And only through the Spirit's power could Abraham and Sarah become the great heroes of faith. And only through the Spirit's power can you and I live and grow in this faith. This is our prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.